A bipartisan group of state lawmakers wants to overhaul Michigan's emergency manager law. A package of bills would replace a state-appointed emergency manager with a committee made up of experts in finance and local government. One of the sponsors is GOP State Representative James Lauer. He says the Flint water crisis uncovered problems in giving one person so much authority.
The powers that the emergency manager have are vested in the emergency manager, him or herself. So under this update, they're vested in the committee or the team, however you want to phrase it. So there'd have to be an agreement with the members of the team before a decision could be made or go forward.
Eric Scorsone is our go-to guy in things like emergency managers. He is, of course, director of the MSU Extension Center for Local Government Finance and Policy and a former deputy treasurer under Governor Rick Snyder. Eric, we should probably just touch on history here and remember that Michigan voters spoke their mind and they voted to end the emergency manager law in 2012. And then before the year was out, less than 2 months later, Governor Snyder quickly signed a bill that simply replaced that emergency manager law. So what problems have we seen with that law?
Well, I think it's clear the Flint water crisis is the most obvious one, but there may be other issues as well. I do think the law, putting the power in one person, we saw the problems of, you know, the lack of transparency and accountability that led to the Flint water crisis. I think it's also led to a lot of bad press for Michigan. You know, I think there's something, we're pretty unique in this approach. And I think the law also exposed that we have other bigger problems in our municipal finance system that this law just isn't going to fix. And so I think there's really multiple fronts you can say we really need to look at reform.
Okay, so and I guess we could we point to what Kevin Orr did in Detroit as saying, okay, it did work there, although plenty of feathers got ruffled and a lot of toes were stepped on while Detroit went through and out of bankruptcy.
Yeah, I think it was clearly successful in the sense that Detroit, you know, resolved its liability issues. There are obviously some people that are still very unhappy about what happened in Detroit for a variety of reasons. But I think, you know, in the aggregate, you'd have to say it was pretty successful considering all the concerns going into it. Others, you know, are a mixed bag, especially on the school side. And the Flint one is clearly the most disastrous consequences where I think you do have to look at changes to the law.
Okay, so let's talk about this latest proposal, overhauling the law. So putting a panel in place instead of one person, does that fix the problems that you're talking about?
Well, I think it would certainly help. I don't know. It's going to be a unique approach. There aren't really any other states that look anything like this. But I do think it addresses, I mean, anytime you need to negotiate an agreement, that's obviously going to increase accountability because you have different views going in then to think about why a decision should or should not be made. The law also has other provisions about that any decision made must be made in an open public meeting, and that they have to give written reports that would be made public. So I think we can't underestimate kind of that transparency piece to make sure that people know what kind of decisions are being made and why. I think this three-person board could work. Obviously, it's going to be a slower process. There's going to be more consideration made to every major decision.
Which is not a bad thing, right?
No, I think it's a good thing. And I think that's the lesson we've clearly learned that, you know, you don't want efficiency at the sake of accountability. You need to balance both sides. And so I think this change would help. I don't know. We'll have to investigate further to see if all the details make sense. But yeah, I think you need to balance efficiency of speed of decision making with accountability.
Eric, what else would you recommend? What other kinds of bills would you recommend lawmakers look at if they want to really effectively address cities' financial problems? Because as you say, putting an emergency manager in place didn't fix the root problem.
Yeah, and I've always said, I mean, the EM law in my mind is an accounting solution to a structural problem. We have a structural problem. We have too many local governments that are under financial distress, even in times like this one. And I would add schools as well, even at times when the economy is doing well. So we have a system that needs to be fixed. We have to prevent these problems from happening. If we fix that system, we can help prevent problems rather than waiting to fix them. I would hope that no matter what changes to this law occur, we would really very rarely use it because we would fix our system so that most local governments and most school districts would be financially healthy in general. Because remember, most states don't have these issues. to the extent we do. And the part of the reason is we have a system that needs to be addressed in terms of revenue sharing and local tax options and all the other kinds of things. And if we do that, then I think we can have a better EM law, but we may never need to use it or very rarely.
So it sounds like you're challenging lawmakers and policymakers to don't focus on the Band-Aid, focus on the wound underneath.
Exactly. I mean, we should have a better Band-Aid because sometimes you do need to use a Band-Aid. But generally, let's try and avoid having to need to use it. And let's fix the bigger system, because this law assumes the problem, even with the three-person panel, the assumption is the problem is local management is bad and we need to take it out for a while and then replace it later. And I just think that's not really the right solution here. I think the right solution is fixing local finances for schools and cities and counties and townships. And then we probably won't have a lot of these problems. And if we do, then maybe we'll have a better Band-Aid in that case.
Eric Scorsone, always great talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.